You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So, don't tell my wife that we're talking about this and her age, but she's turning 40. And I hate to sound like a big dumb husband who doesn't know his wife. I don't know what to do. But I am truly stumped as to what to do for her 40th and what to get her. I have zero ideas.
Huh.
I have nothing. And it's coming up in like 30 days or so, 35 days. And I got to get on something, man. So I would love any sort of listener recommendation today. If you have any ideas, I'd love to talk to you. If you've had a 40th, I would like to know what you got, what you did. If you've got one coming up, what are you requesting? Because well, I have no, I'm just like.
Let me ask you something.
What?
Because you had your 40th.
Mm-hmm.
So what'd she do for you?
We had a big whiskey party at the house where we had a big, it was a get together with friends and family. And the gist of it was everybody had to bring me a different, or a bottle of whiskey because I was going through that little whiskey kick there. Which was great. It stocked our liquor cabinet for a very long time, and it was a lot of fun, and it was something that I enjoyed. But with Knick Knack,
she's not into the whiskey.
She's a very simple woman, Dom.
So let me ask you, what is, you said you were at that time, you were going through a whiskey kick.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of kick is she going through right now?
Working excessive hours? Raising two monsters, you know.
Now, you aren't taking her down to Santa Fe.
Now, I will tell you that. We are going to go for a little trip down to Santa Fe for
so that's already
4 days
really
or whatever,
good.
Which is
that's
really
great.
Good, and it's going to be kidless, so there's no kiddos.
Even better.
But, again, I'd like to give her something that shows my affection. You know, this is a milestone birthday. She's not big into, like, flowers and stuff, which is kind of silly. So it's like, and I don't want to do nothing because that's pretty lame.
So
too,
you're
isn't
talking
it?
About a gift because you're already taking
do like
her
a
somewhere.
Gift.
So you're looking for a gift.
Maybe I could present to her as we are out there.
This is for you.
I made this paper mache, you know, bust of you. No, something, you know. That's unique, too. It's kind of creative, kind of unique, something special. And it might just come down to, like, there won't be anything.
Let's open up phones. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Help a brother out. But let's take one before we go to break. It's Rich who's patiently holding. Hello, Rich. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, buddy.
So you've got this worked out for Jeremy? You know what he can do for
Come
Nicole?
On. Wow me.
I do, and it's an unforgettable experience that she will never forget. Mm-hmm. Take her skydiving.
Skydiving?
They have a place up in Longmont. It's a very first-class operation. You do a tandem jump. You can hire a videographer, and
yeah.
You will be on a...
I don't want to do that. I don't. Can I just send her up?
Yeah, well, it's a tandem with a professional.
Don't be a chicken. You got to go.
No, Rich, I will tell you, that is not happening with me, buddy. I really appreciate the suggestion. That's very kind of you, but there's
Rich,
not a chance I'm jumping out of a plane.
Thank you for that call. We appreciate. So we're already off and running with suggestions. Would Nicole be the type to jump out of an airplane?
I don't think so. No, she doesn't even want to get on a plane, you know, without the kids to go on a vacation. You know, she's very much a what if something were to happen to us type person. So, nah, she's not going to jump out of a plane with a strange man strapped to her back. Although she might like that for her 40th too. I don't know. Just the second part.
Chatting with Dom and Jeremy listeners about 40th birthday party. Are you playing
celebration? Celebration, Dom. It's a big birthday, right?
Let me ask you something before we go to the calls. We have people standing by. What's her mindset on this?
She has not shown her hand yet. She's pretty stone-faced about this. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
I think she's okay with it.
Because some people just don't care. When I turned 40, I mean, I didn't really care either. But I know some people are like, oh my God, I'm turning 40. Oh.
I know she, like a couple weeks ago, she, you know, rushed out and got that that needling procedure on her face. So I don't know if there was something there that was, you know, because of this. I think that was part of it.
Let's go to the phones. Here comes Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
So what's your suggestion?
My sister recently had her 40th birthday, and I flew her best friend in that she hadn't seen in 2 years. So it'd be cool if you could fly someone in that she really wants to see.
That's a great idea.
That's a good idea.
That's really interesting.
What does she know? Can I fly your sister's best friend in, Lindsay? I don't think we have anybody out of state that she'd want to see. Most of her friends are here.
Oh.
But I like that.
It's a good idea, though, Lindsay.
I wish I could fly somebody in.
Here's the thing with all these suggestions is if it doesn't work for Nicole, one of our listeners is going to hear this and say, you know what?
Ooh, I'm going to do that.
I want to do that. So, Lindsay, thanks for helping.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye.
Have a great day. All right, so there's one idea. Here comes Troy. Hello, Troy. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Fine, sir.
40th birthday party. The suggestion is?
Yeah, my girlfriend does dye parties, so she does, like, natural dyes. So
what are we dyeing?
Like tablecloths or scarves or T-shirts. So she'll use indigo dye, the blue. And then you just wrap it around a pole, and then you can tie string around it and make different. It's kind of like tie-dye, but not. And then you just dry the clothes, and then you can make different designs. And
really?
Like a bunch of ladies got together. She auctioned one off for her daughter.
Let me ask you something, Troy.
Yeah.
Let me throw some questions too. Are you saying that this is a great idea for Nicole's 40th birthday party, or are you just trying to drum up some business for your girlfriend?
She does well on her own, I'd say. But we did it for a couple friends, and then like I said, she auctioned it off for one of the school facilitators.
Troy, let me ask you something. Just us boys talking here. Is this stuff really ugly?
No, it's actually really cool. She's hopefully going to go to some kind of marketplace in Boulder here soon. But the last party she did, the lady's husband was over there just sitting on a bench, just smoking a cigarette. Doing his own dyes, and he's still wearing them today.
Like, well, he was stoned, Troy. I mean,
that wasn't a cigarette, buddy.
Well, that was a wacky dye.
I got it on my pants.
Troy, actually, we're playing with you, buddy. Yeah. Thank you for being a good sport.
Great idea. Dye party. I'm going to write that down.
We appreciate it very much.
Leah wrote in and says, get her one of those necklaces that has a picture of you hidden in it.
No. I'm going to veto that.
Should I do that?
I'm going to veto that. Listen, I remember, hold on just a second, okay?
I'm like, ah!
There was a time many years ago, I remember for Christmas, Jeremy gave family members for Christmas photos of himself.
It's like my headshot.
Yeah. That was their Christmas gift. It's like, Merry Christmas. Here's a picture of me.
It was a good shot. It was a good picture.
So we're not going to encourage that.
You never know where you're going to lose your memory.
Well said, Megan. All right, what's your idea for the 40th?
Well, if you're talking about your wife being stressed out from work and overworking with kids, why don't you get her a cleaning service?
Oh my God! I didn't even.
Somebody comes in once a week for the month of her birthday.
Megan.
Oh yeah, I love it.
You might have just nailed it.
Now, Megan, here's the thing: I have busted Jeremy's chops for years because I've had a cleaning service as long as I can remember. I swear by them. He will not let strangers in his house.
He's so freaked
out that he refuses to get a cleaning service. Let me ask you, are you finally over that where Nicole can get a cleaning service?
No, I'm not. I will never be over that. But Megan, she's been like begging for months. I mean, we interviewed a few people that came to the house and looked everything over, got a quote, and then they left.
What's the problem?
And I was like, nah.
Oh, you're such
like, I'll help you clean.
So here we are doing this whole thing on the air, trying to get a 40th birthday present for Nicole. And the thing she wants the most, you have a problem with.
It's one of these things that I might have to bury my feelings about this and just bite the
bullet. No. It's not that you may have to. You
I
need to
yeah.
man up That's, and get over it.
It's stranger danger to me, man. But,
Megan. Have you tried reaching out to somebody you know? Because often I get a lot of jobs, side jobs. People want me to come clean their house because they know me. Have you tried reaching out to people?
Well, I don't
know
anybody that's like a house cleaner, because I would. That
we
would
run.
Be fine.
Megan, thank you for
thank
that.
Thank you, Megan.
Secondly, I would not want somebody I know doing it, personally.
Oh, I would be more comfortable with that.
Oh, not me.
Knowing them, knowing that they're not going to steal
They're not going to do it. Listen, I'm trying to, for the 5,000th time, they
I know
don't give
you.
A rat's you-know-what about the stuff in your house.
Debatable.
You, it's not even debatable.
I got a lot of cool things.
They don't care about anything you've got in your house.
All right. That's a good idea. That one's a really good idea.
Would you please do that? Can we just put this to rest right now? I want Nicole to get the cleaning service.
She just texted me with a yes with about nine S's behind
yes.
it.
This is what your wife wants, and you won't do it
yes.
because you are puckered.
I am super puckered, man.
Oh, for God's
sake. Come on, we got more people holding.
Here's Jackie. Jackie, whatever you say is going to be in second place, but there might be a strong second place. What do you got?
Yeah, what is it?
I think it's a strong either first place, because I'm going to one-up that other call. Give her a spa day at one of the hotels downtown, Four Seasons, Ritz, great spa thing. And while she's away at the spa getting a massage
yes.
and a facial,
yes.
have her house clean.
Yes.
That's a beautiful idea.
And
it's
then at dinner that night, present her that necklace with the picture in it of me.
No, I think you should make her a necklace. Wait, go with the Bennifer kind of thing and do a Jer Bear. Necklace.
A chair bear necklace. Dumb, it'll be a little bear.
Jackie,
you open it up and
here.
It's me.
Hey.
Jackie, I love you. That's awesome.
It's a great call. Thank you for that. Time for one more quickly. Billy, we got to make it fast. What do you suggest?
A bonsai tree in
what?
Honor of the Olympics.
All right. Thank
Bye,
you, Billy, for being on the show.
No, Billy. Thank you, though.
Funny.
A bonsai tree? What?
First of all, Nicole cares nothing about the Olympics. She's
Zero.
Not watching
She's
any
watching.
Of it. So that's a beautiful idea. You have to beautiful. Get her a bonsai tree in honor of something else.
What a random suggestion. That's
that
great.
That was
so
hilarious.
Billy, that's what we're looking for, man. Thank
I love
you.
Our listeners. Okay, these were great calls.
These are all great.
Sorry, the cleaning service wins.
You're probably right. Damn it. That for sure is what she would want and
two things,
need, honestly.
Two things hand in hand you guys need to get. One, cleaning service.
Yeah.
Secondly, therapy for you.
While for your birthday, are, I got therapy for
no,
me.
While the cleaning people no. are at the house, you leave and you go to a therapist and you sit
this
them
is
and
not
let
a therapy
them,
thing.
It is such a therapy
no,
thing.
No, it's not. It's
oh,
just
it totally
a stranger
is.
Danger concern.
This
that's
is
all
why
it
you
is.
Need therapy. If you live a life of fear, I've accused you of that for 17 years.
I've gotten better.
I know, that's
I'm not
good
scared.
And I'm proud of you.
It's like a
dude.
Is it a fear
you're the
thing?
Guy who would. You're the guy who unhooks his washing machine water supply when he leaves the house.
When you go on vacation, you're supposed to do that. All right,
Nicole. Congratulations on your cleaning service.
I can't believe how many S's she put after yes. That is a lot of S's.
Oh man.
All
I'm
right,
so happy.
We'll see.
This is a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful, beautiful.
You're
going to
be shamed in front of the world if you don't do it now because of your weirdness.
Yeah, I'm not weird. Leave me alone.